WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 16th, and you're tuned in to Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, where we've been helping people live healthier lives since 1979. You can also catch this show a few days after the radio podcast on all the different platforms. So each week we uncover the healing power of nutrition and lifestyle, sharing practical wisdom that can help you live longer, stronger, and better. So joining me is my co-host and good friend, the guru of the common man, the person who I caught sleeping in his car when I walked up to the station, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I was a little tired.
Yeah. I have a photo, if anyone wants to see it, but I can't share it because Clint has attorneys.
I have attorneys about. That will that assist and desist.
Yeah, I don't want my fingers broken.
Yeah. No, I don't know why this is. It's a health thing. I'm surprised we don't talk about it. The healing power of short naps.
That's not what you were doing. You're exhausted and you just fell asleep.
No. I take it's to clear my brain. It's my
it holistic, is smart.
It's a holistic approach to my healthy lifestyle.
I love your commitment to health.
I'm sure you
man.
Didn't. I pour olive oil on me like you do salads, and I just take a nap out there and I feel very full of health.
Yeah, you have a little odor to you at the
Absolutely.
Same time.
Absolutely. Hey, we got some great guests today, too.
We do.
I don't know how you're going to work in your notes.
Notes are probably going to stay for next week.
Oh, okay.
Because I have vast amount of important notes, but they will have to pass on. And so what is your podcast? I want people to
Got
know.
A bunch of them from crime to health, adventure, politics, veterans, you name it. You just find all of them at NugaPodcast.com. Nuga Podcast, it's plural. NugaPodcast.com. Thank you. And we're putting out probably anywhere between 6 to 10 a week.
Wonderful. I'm going to be doing a video very soon that will be posted with a drink that I'm having every night because I can't wait to get home to have this drink. And it is not alcoholic. It is completely positioned of perfection from my standpoint of nutrients. So it is agreed with me fully. It doesn't affect my sleep. It gives me all the healthy things I want. It keeps me, I know it's odd, I need extra calories because I eat kind of a narrow diet, and sometimes I don't get enough calories. But even for those who don't need calories, I just feel it is supporting of my system, my health. And what is it? It is,
hey,
of
Ed,
course,
what is it?
Thank you, Clint.
Yeah, what is it, man?
I use organic half and half, and I use four to 5 ounces of organic half and half milk because I want heavy fat, I want low carbs, and I want organic, so less chemicals. Then I will use organic blueberries. Got to have the frozen version because that's what makes the drink so delicious because of the frozen blueberries. The taste of the blueberry plus it being freezing, it makes the drink the perfect temperature. And then thirdly is I will use Ancient Nutrition, 1 scoop of the vanilla protein. And here's the last thing that is my secret is it's not perfect because it has a little bit of carbs, but we sell a granola at the store that does not have seed oils. I will use 1 tablespoon of that granola into this drink, and I use a blender. And it is, when I am heading home, it's the thing I look forward to the most.
So a couple things. Is it the granola in the brown pack?
Not the one you eat. No, but that one will work too. The 2 granolas we have no seed oils, and either of those will work.
Okay. And I just want to clarify, because you're very successful. The thing you look forward to the most at the end of the night is this half and half heavy cream blueberry drink.
Okay. It is. It's the most.
Dude, listen,
there's nothing else.
I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
But that's fantastic.
That does sound like a pretty boring edge.
No, but
like,
I will tell you, though, this is one of those dilemmas. Everyone wonders, what can I eat that's sweet?
Yes.
And is still somewhat healthy?
It satisfies all of those.
And you know why
cravings.
People don't do it? And I can tell you why I wouldn't do it.
Why?
I would do it, but I do it on and off. It's because it works. It takes work. I can't just go pop a can.
I know.
Or microwave it.
But that's
and
why
I hate to say that, but
that's why
excuse.
I'm
going to
show it with a demonstration. It from start to finish, I can do this in 4 minutes total, and that's cleaning the blender out. Okay.
Wow. Good.
So
I would actually be interested in see how this works, because I'd love that.
All right. Well, we have a lot coming up. I got Dwayne from the Hemp House, and we got Dr. Deering talking about concussions. So stay with us. Vital Health Radio will be right back with more ways to live well and to live strong.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Real Estate Investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
Hey Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell. Together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7 years, and today is no exception. So let's dive back in. I met this gentleman from the Hemp House, actually on a TV station thing that he would do regularly and I would do regularly. And we met. And of course, he is involved with the whole CBD industry locally. I started to sell CBD, I think, before any other business in Chattanooga, and I would sneak it into my drawer, into my office. And when people would come in and be like, hey, you got any this CBD? I'd have to make sure that I felt safe with them. I'd go back to my office, pull that bottom drawer out, and have these little syringes, and it would have this gooey little black stuff in it. And it was very high quality, and I wasn't sure about anything, but I knew it helped people that had some really, really serious health problems. Well, of course, that's the old dark days. Mm-hmm. Now it is legal, but now we are going to be dealing with a lot of controversy regarding legislation that actually surprised me totally. Dwayne was at Nutrition World Shopping. He's a fantastic customer. He's in great shape, works out all the time, unlike Clint. And he...
Thanks, Ed.
And I just went up to him. I said, so what's new with legislation? He said, well, in the bill that is passing to put the government back into business, they attached a bill to that.
Snuck it in.
And I was gut punched, actually. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dwayne.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm a pleasure to be here.
I was just going to say, I think a good place to start, we were talking before we started recording, is I remember when air quote, the CBD started getting in. It was the legal way. It's you can get some pain relief. You may be able to sleep, but it won't get you high unless you, or buzz, whatever the good word is. Sorry, mm-hmm. Politically correct. So just keep going down that road. And then it started getting a little more. Now there's Delta 8, 9, 16, 3, 42, ready, set, hut. I have no idea on the differences. Can you just take a minute before you and Ed talk about the legalities or what it may look like? Separate what the differences are, if you don't mind. Yeah. And because in all honesty, I've come to your place a couple of times. Yeah. And I'll get some of the drinks, and I've got a great story I will tell you at some point in time, but it helps me when I have a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. I drink about a third or half of a drink, and one will last me two or three nights.
Sure.
And it just helps me sleep.
Absolutely.
But back to my question, can you help walk us through the differences on the different products?
Do my best. So when I started in 2017, it was CBD only, and it was just field-grown hemp. We were getting from Tennessee farmers. It was as good old boy style as it could have been. Mm-hmm. And it has, like any industry, it has grown significantly since then. A lot of new players, a lot of big money players, a lot of different things have come in, and it's changed the industry a lot. Now we have... the cannabis plant, we'll call it hemp, has hundreds of different cannabinoids in it. And so what the industry has done is went and dissected this down, looked at all the different individual cannabinoids and what they do, and then brought products to fruition from that. So let's talk about the non-intoxicating ones, the ones that helped me build my business mm-hmm. to where it is today. It's CBD, CBN, CBG. Most of those are going to be for pain relief. CBN, we recommend for sleep, but the anti-inflammatory components of them have been fantastic for a lot of different elements among the people. No intoxicating effects.
Right.
Safe to use with pain management, drug testing at work, whatever your situation may be. And then since then, different laws have came into effect, different bills on a state level have come in from the Department of Agriculture, and they allowed some loopholes, that's what we call them, that allowed us to be able to sell the same stuff that you can get in a legal marijuana state like California, Colorado.
Is that where the Delta 8s and 9s come in?
The Delta 8 was one of the first ones, and it was like, hey, this one is straight from hemp, but it'll get you intoxicated.
Right.
Let's really go with it. And they did. And then they started bringing in all kinds of different cannabinoids that, I'll be honest, I'm not even familiar with. THCV, THCP. I mean, it's just wild, wild west style. Mm. They're throwing anything at the wall, and if it sticks, man, they're putting it in a vape card or a gummy.
Is Delta 9 more powerful, less powerful, or are they just different?
Great question. Just different.
Okay.
So a lot of our customers will use and it's different for everybody. I've got customers that will tell us, man, Delta 9, I'll be cleaning the house and doing all this. Delta 8 puts me to sleep. And then I'll have the same or a different customer come in and say, man, that Delta 8 had me bouncing all over the place, having a good time. And mm-hmm. that Delta 9 just put me to sleep. So it's mm-hmm. how your body reacts right. to the individual cannabinoids itself as to what effect you're going to get. Typically, for a lot of the people, Delta 8 is going to be more of a pain relief, sleep kind of
gotcha.
Feeling. And the Delta 9 is going to be kind of more of a uplifting, is kind of buzz or whatever it is that you're, the intoxicating effect right. there. And of course, then, we sell it in different increments. So, of course, how much you take is obviously going to have a bearing on how you feel.
Yeah.
So,
and, I trained my staff to the level that I really find that very few stores would probably ever train. this guy, Dwayne, knows so much, we can't hold a candle to him as far as this. But you see the complexity of the conversation. Yeah. You know, nutritional, I vet everything. I believe in the power of plants, the green pharmacies, CBDs, hemp. I don't believe in abuse. I don't believe in stupid things. Yep. But you see, you know, when you come into our store, we're pretty darn good. But I'm just saying the Hemp House knows their hemp.
Well, and that's what we specialize in. Yeah. So, you know, that's what we look for. Right. And we get a lot of great information from Nutrition World. I'm not going to lie. So, you know, it goes both ways. Absolutely.
So whenever the government starts getting involved on anything, right, it starts loosening up. It creates loopholes. And I say this about other things, that the government can feed you, it can starve you. If it can pay you, it can rob you, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so as soon as you start having government involved, which, by the way, I'll say it, as the guy, I have nothing to lose on this, but I like a little control around these type of products. I don't want them. We had a guest on a couple of weeks ago about Kratom at the mm-hmm. convenience stores. So I don't want it willy-nilly in the Wild West. However, if the one thing the government loves is man power yep. and leverage. When this whole thing started, when we started hearing hints that there needs to be some controls around it, did you know where this was going? In other words, did you go, hey, that's a, I haven't heard these legislators say it that before.
So since on the state level, all the different bills that have come against the hemp industry or for the hemp industry, since starting the big one in 2018, and we've almost gotten one every couple of years, mm-hmm. I support regulation. I do. I personally.
So you realize, I mean, you obviously think as I do, and I think Clint does, and Dr. Deering would, we shouldn't talk, just sell yeah. this at gas stations. What'd you say?
If you could talk.
If you let him
yes.
talk.
But he yeah, can't. Yeah, I have his mic cut
yeah,
off.
He's duct taped in the corner
if
over
you've
here.
Listened to this show, you yeah. know how he has diarrhea of the mouth.
He's holding up a newspaper to prove it's the day, though. It's a hostage video. But yeah, we like regulations yeah. for safety.
For safety. So yeah. I'm glad that yeah. you said that. When I, you know, whenever I'm recording or talking to anybody, I always say our customers appreciate safe access. Mm-hmm. Whether you support intoxicating effects of marijuana, cannabis, whatever it is that you want to call it, we have it in our store, so we got to talk about it. And yes, we like safe access. We want you to be able to go into a facility that has tested their products, vetted their vendors, mm-hmm. knows where every single part, everything that's on my shelf, I can take you right where it came from. Like, you know what I mean? And that's very important. One of the reasons I shop at Nutrition World, because I know Ed's in the same, feels the same way about yeah. it. I know I can go in there and get safe products, and I hope people understand they can do the same with Hemp House. Everything in there I have personally vetted.
Well, dosing is such a big deal on this
topic. Yeah, no, it is good advice.
So yeah. we interrogate you. If you're a first-time customer coming in, we do. We want to know what medications you're on, what are you wanting to use it for, where'd you hear about us, what's going on. Because if you heard about it from your neighbor who's taking 50 milligrams for pain relief and you're just trying to go to sleep, you don't need to start, you know what I mean? So we're in the end, if you're on certain statins and things like that, there's stuff you don't need to be taking alongside that. It's not a lot, but there are some. Right. And so we want to make sure we're getting all the questions in. We've heard of people having bad experiences, and we don't want that. Like, you know, we don't want somebody having, we believe a lot in this plant. So we want you to have the best positive experience you can with it.
Well, hemp is a miraculous plant on all levels. Mm-hmm. If we could, you know, we'd cut down far less trees if we could use it for paper. I use hemp toilet paper, so I'm saving some trees there. But I wanted to see if Clint said anything about that, but he didn't.
No, I didn't. No,
he was in another world.
I'm over here listening intently.
But I want to say that the legislation that we're about to talk about is really a potential game changer for the future of this industry, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If it goes as written.
So we were looking at some state legislation that's coming up. It's mm-hmm. fixing. It was taking effect. Supposed to take effect in January. They bumped it 6 months, which was going to take out all of our THCA flower, all the vape products, over-regulated, in my opinion, the milligrams on the gummies and things like that. And then all of a sudden, we find out, hey, there's a bill to put the government, a spending bill to get the government back in action. Oh, and there's an amendment in there, or there's a sly little bill in there that's going to ban all intoxicating hemp products.
That means Delta 8, Delta 9, Delta all 9, of those.
Every single thing. If it gets you in any way intoxicated, it's gone off the boards.
Wow.
On a federal level. And Rand Paul was trying to get that amended to where that it got struck from the bill. That got taken out. His amendment did not pass.
Wow.
The president signed the bill last night, mm-hmm. putting it through. So if it goes through as it is, 1 year from yesterday, All products will be banned from
stores. I don't see how it will hold up because of the amount of demand. And secondly, do you think because how much do you have a guess of how much less alcohol is being sold?
Do you think that's the reason it came through?
I mean, that was my guess.
There's a lot of people. This is blowing up on the Instagram and the internet right now, and there are a lot of people showing who all is taking pay from alcohol, and just so happens coincidental they're the ones that pushed and voted on this.
I got a couple quick questions. First of all, I'm surprised, and this is maybe the rabbit hole we don't want to go down, I'm surprised it's more of not pharmaceutical companies want, because if there's usually a way to monetize anything, you know.
I think they are definitely one of the big guys in it that are against us.
Because if I don't need the pain medicine as much, it's going to hurt them, or if they can somehow, you know, wrap it into theirs. But let me ask the last question I'm going with. So is the alcohol folks, are they behind it for you're killing their product, or are you going to be able to buy it through their stores?
I can try to touch on that. So the Tennessee state law that we were just – the bill that we were talking about that everybody's been paying attention to was turning everything over to the ABC board. So they were completely regulating the Tennessee hemp industry. They were setting it up to where we now had to go through distributors just like alcohol. They collected tax on that side instead. So they were really, really mirroring how the alcohol distribution is going right now. And yes, so are they losing the money in it? I believe that's a big factor. So when you look at a billion-dollar industry and you take out 3%, which 3% doesn't seem like a lot, and I pulled that number out of the air, so don't, you know, but if 2% of $1 billion, how much money do they lose?
Yeah, so there's two separate things there. One is the federal bill that just passed, the other is how Tennessee was going to regulate it. So you're kind of getting two different things going on at the same time.
So the ABC, so we were preparing for this. We were preparing for the alcohol board to control our industry and take it over in Tennessee completely. None of us were looking and thinking this federal bill was even going. The Tennessee bill has been happening for a long time. We've known this was coming.
When was the first moment you heard about this bill? How many days ago?
Oh, 4 or 5 days.
Just four or five days.
The government's only been, it's been shut down for a while, but they just started putting this spending bill together. Wow. When that spending bill went together, that went in.
Or the weekend,
It's scary.
And anytime there's a big bill that goes into place, there's always a lot of small things, and nobody reads all that
the
stuff.
The night before.
We don't know what we approved, what got approved. We honestly don't.
After talking to you, I went and had a couple tequilas, and my mind started running with me that what else did they attach? Yeah. So I actually went to AI and said, did they attach any bills to the new monetary bill that would violate any laws with vitamins and nutrition? And it said, no, nothing was attached because we have more enemies than you have even.
Yeah.
And who knows in that midnight stuff that might happen.
I always say there's no money in healthy people. There's no profit. Yep, if they can go out there and cure everybody, then there's no money in it. And that's something. So you mentioned the pharmaceutical company, and I do think they are driving it. But here's the thing. The pharmaceutical company, it's endless. We just make another pill.
That's right.
Alcohol,
yes.
You can only create. So, I mean, we've already got beer. We've got all the spirits. You know, what are you going to do to get that 2% back? Pharmaceutical just says, we'll just make them sick and give them something to cure it. That's how they fix that. Mm-hmm. Alcohol is just like, oh, crap, we just lost 2% of ours. And how much every year, how much are we going to lose?
There's nothing right now the public can do because we have to kind of digest this. Get down with some representatives, realize that there may be...
So what the public could do, if you're in support of the cannabis industry, the hemp industry, is you can follow our local lobbyists, Tennessee Growers Coalition, and there's Tennessee Hemp Law Group. Those are two great resources online that you can follow, and they are telling you who to call, like what representatives to call, and let them know that I don't support this. As your constituent, I don't support this bill. One thing I've never been a fan of in Tennessee is we're not a vote state. So, you know, if you're not in line with what your representatives believe in, your vote's probably not going to, you know, get in there as far as they're not going to vote in your way, you know, your favor. But still reach out. We need to let them know, hey, man, as your constituent, I do not support this.
And I'm assuming there's social media pressure and groups
out there. This is now on a federal level. Like we said, this isn't, you know, I'm familiar with our Tennessee state lobbyists because that's kind of really what's driven my business over the last. Now the federal government's involved.
So now we need the Senate and the House of Representatives.
The Senate and House of Representatives. Okay. And there are lobbyist groups that are bigger or that are coming together to form giant lobbyist groups for the cannabis industry. But lobbyist groups drive off, you know, they contributions, they grease the pockets. We just say what it is. nobody has money like alcohol and pharmaceutical. Nobody has that, and tobacco. Nobody has that kind of money. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they can max out whatever the lobbyist on day one, you know, where we've got to raise funds for months just to file suits to get a bill amended here in Tennessee. So it's going to be really interesting to see where it goes. But one thing about the cannabis industry, they fight. They fight hard.
They do. They have a passion.
There's a passion behind it.
And it's more than just money because they believe in it, you do.
Yeah, it's driven by the people that we've helped. Mm-hmm. You know, it's our customers that we know that have gotten off these pharmaceuticals, that have made these changes in their life, and now they don't know what to do because they're not black market shoppers. They're not going to go shopping in the parking lot and meet a weed guy from Craigslist or however you do it.
That's where I was going. I think what you're doing is the people that were going to get high nefariously are going to get high. They've been doing that
forever.
You're
not going to stop that.
Yeah. So that's not this crowd. This crowd is, it's finally, I can do something legal where I can sleep at night. Yep. That is regulated and safe, that's going to help me with my hip pain or my joint pain or my anxious mind a little bit. And if you've got somebody going through something that is chronic and like a disease-centered thing, and it can help just in combination, all of a sudden they're left out. Again, that's fine. Shut them down, and they'll be left with nothing again. The people that are getting higher are still going to get higher. They've been getting high since I was in high school.
You didn't fix that one bit. No. You didn't change that.
Friends got high in high school. Sorry, I didn't mean to. We did not do that.
None of that was happening, I promise you. No. But that's the thing. They're still going to be fine. They're going to be able to get their smoke. That's not a problem for them. Yeah. If the store's closed on Sunday, they're fine now. But it's the people.
But Barbara, who's 45 and hurting, is out.
Well, when we first opened, it was CBD only. There was no intoxicating. So we didn't have we went for an older demographic, the people who had the lifelong inflammation, the people, you know, our demographic is 50 plus. With the THC laws, we've gotten a little bit of that younger crowd, but still, they're doing whatever they're doing. It's not going to affect them at all. But like you said, Miss Barbara, 45-year-old school teacher, hip pain, she's not going to be going out here and trying to meet somebody to find a little smoke. She's going to go back to her doctor and say, hey, this hip's flaring up again, what do I get? And they're going to say, here's a hydrocodone.
Yep.
Actually, here's 90.
Yeah. You know? Right. And you know, with the bill that was coming up in Tennessee, I would have been not able to sell anything, I think, from the way I read it, because no one under 21 could come into my business. So I'm all about what's best for the bigger part of wise society. If I had to get rid of my CBD for that, but
if you would have just had to get rid of your Delta 8s and Delta 9s,
really, I thought it went across the whole gamut.
As far as my understanding, if you were, which there are no CBD only stores, you would qualify for that. But I also think you wouldn't have had to have a license either. So it's been real tricky because they are dividing the industry up, which is fine for that. You're not, you know, CBD is great. We still have a lot of customers that come in and use CBD that don't buy the Delta 8s and Delta 9 products. There's still a huge calling for that. And as far as my understanding, that part of the industry was fine, but yes, because of the intoxicating or any of the drinks, anything like that, you have to have 21 and up in all the stores.
I thought AI said that way I read it, that nutritional would not be able. I don't know.
Tell people
your website, where you're located, because you're a good, ethical, honest man.
I appreciate that, Ed. So Hemp House, we've been around for a while. HempHouseChat.com is our website. We offer a lot of services. Local delivery is one of them. So we close a little bit early, so we understand that. So we offer same-day local delivery. You can find all that information on our website. We also ship every day. We've got three locations, one in Eastridge on Ringgold Road, one in Hickson on Hickson Pike out by Finders Keepers, and then one in Ootowaw by the Food City. And then coming soon is our original location in North Shore. We closed that store to open in Red Bank. It didn't work out because of some distance to a school, and we weren't able to keep that store up and running, but I never let my lease go in North Shore, and so we're moving back there. So the original store is going to open back up, and I'll be honest, I'm really it was bittersweet when we closed it to open up and kind of grow, but I'm so excited to get that store
open
back up.
Wonderful. Yeah. And I'm optimistic that something will have a turn, will make some middle ground here. There's too many people who need this product,
I agree.
And it has so little downside. If it's properly regulated, we're not selling at a gas station.
And I can't believe RFK or somebody's not getting on board.
He will. I believe it will.
Thank you. He will.
He probably didn't know what he was signing, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, they did need to open the government immediately. What they probably just didn't feel like they had time to even address that.
We've got
time to get the amendments.
We do.
In there.
And thank goodness it's a year and not 3 months.
Goodness,
all right. Thank you, Dwayne, so much.
Thank you so much.
Stay with us. Vital Health Radio will be right back with more ways to live strong and live well.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell, and we're glad you're with us. And also the third leg of this stool, Dr. Kurt Dehring, pharmacist.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I've got one thing to say before we start, but vibrant life. I heard him say this. We're helping people live vibrant lives. I love that, vibrant life. I've never been accused of helping anybody.
It gives me cold chills, Clint.
I like vibrant. I'm going to start saying that. What do you do for a living? I help people with vibrant lives.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell that means.
I think that could be a pickup line.
No, see, now you're just being silly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just walk up to a, yeah. Plus, I got a girlfriend.
How's your vibrant life?
Yeah. I'd like to help you with your vibrant life. Creepy. Get away from me. You're acting like a radio host now. Oh, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about vitamin K1. Well, vitamin K, there's a K1 actually, so I didn't mean to say one after the K, but it's vitamin K. And because
in general,
I just started taking it about real quick. Serious yeah. note, I was up there buying, I can't remember what supplement I was buying because I take a number of them.
Yes, you do.
But someone said, hey, if you're not taking vitamin K with this,
It's probably me, but yeah, any of us.
Yeah, but anyway, so I'm on vitamin K now, so I'm glad to know I'm doing right.
It is an unsung hero that I think will be a life-changing nutrient as research continues to pile up. I interviewed a lady out of Canada who wrote the first book on vitamin K, and it is now being shown for reduction of plaque in arteries, keeping calcium from depositions in places that it shouldn't be. But an article this morning I saw on Dr. McCullough talked about the combination of vitamin K and vitamin A to slow down dementia. And it's interesting. I did not know that vitamin K passed the blood-brain barrier, which is one thing that most nutrients don't do. But Dr. Deering has some good information on the vitamin K story also.
Well, I'll start out by saying that sometimes you wonder, like, you hear things from gastroenterologists or cardiologists, and you're like, how can they still be doing these things? They've got, they're experts. Mm-hmm. These are the experts in their field. How could they not know, or how could they? And then yes. I stop and think, I ran a Coumadin clinic, an anticoagulation clinic, for 25 years. You know what my thoughts on vitamin K were? This stuff is what forms clots.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And I actually had a patient come in. He was like, you do know that vitamin K does all these other wonderful things. And I was like, uh-huh. You know, I kind of looked at him and just kind of nodded and said, yeah, I'm sure. Okay. You know, and just dismissed him totally. And, you know, I'm embarrassed by that now to think that all these years, you know, could I have been doing more to help people for all the other benefits that vitamin K brings to your bone health and different things? Whereas all I was doing was restricting their vitamin K and giving them a medication that makes vitamin K not work right.
Which was Coumadin.
Which is Coumadin, warfarin. I ran a Coumadin clinic, the best one in the country, in my opinion. But anyway, all I have to say is that vitamin K plays so many roles in the clotting factors, which is the one I knew. But the one I didn't know is all the other things it does. But basically, it's the orchestra leader that tells everything where to go and what to do. Calcium.
Yes.
Pull back here, go into the bones, you know, vitamin D, do this.
That's what it was I was buying my vitamin D, and I think you said, hey, by the way, if you're taking vitamin D, you need to be taking vitamin K.
Yeah.
Well, one thing it does is it prevents any of the risk of too much vitamin D, because vitamin D can cause deposition of calcium. If it's excessive, K seems to eliminate that.
Yeah. So anyway, what I was just reading, and I didn't even know I was going to bring this up today, but a meta-analysis that supports vitamin K2's bone benefits. I think we know this, but just to further support the data from over 2,500 postmenopausal women with osteoporosis revealed that vitamin K2 supplementation can improve biomarkers for bone turnover, supporting the vitamin's benefits for bone metabolism and skeletal health. So basically what the study is showing, and I could go into more detail on it, but let's just say that these findings support the potential role of vitamin K2 in improving bone metabolism by enhancing osteocalcin carboxylation and possibly modulating bone turnover processes. So it's stuff that we already know, but you'd be amazed at how many people come in to the store and they'll say, I need to get some calcium. My doctor's recommending that I take 1,200 milligrams of calcium for my bones. And say, that's all they recommended? What about? And then we've got great products in there that combine all these different products together.
That's so old school advice. 1,200 milligrams calcium. I know.
They're still doing it.
I know. Less, but they still are doing it. And Clint wants to know, he wants to talk about the molecular mechanisms carboxylation.
Yeah.
I saw it glitter in his eye.
I was
going
to let you know, I got you a water because you sounded like you got a little choked up there. So there's your water because I care.
Thank you so much.
Second of all, I'm pretty sure you made up about four words. I just want you to know, you don't have to prove to us you're smart. We know you got a doctorate and you ran a clinic. You don't have to make up words. Just the oxalation.
I was just reading here.
I'm just
that's all I was doing.
He is a smart guy.
Yeah. Well, thank you. All right. But really what I was going to talk about today for my case study was, once again, like last time, I think, it's just not necessarily a particular patient, but it's different people coming in with the same complaint. And I've had at least several people come in saying, well, what do I do for a concussion? I just had my kid just had a concussion playing football or soccer, and what made me think about doing this today was I had somebody come in the other day, her husband, who could look like he was definitely in post-concussion. He couldn't even look straight. And so I started talking to him about the kind of things that they can be doing. I thought, hey, this might be good information to talk about on the radio show. And also I met with Julia, who's works with us. She's has her master's in nutrition, and she's also a former college athlete. And I was thinking that we ought to get together and go out and start a protocol with all the high schools in town and meet with their trainers and start coming up with better formulations or better protocols, better things to do for the student athletes from prep, from what they're doing to get ready improve, you know, to injuries.
And I know you've been involved with football for many years. Is there a lot of what you think is concussions that happen on the high school?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's better than it used to be.
But now, and a lot of these don't go to the doctor. And if you do go to the doctor, their toolbox is so small that it's, unless it's terrible, there's not a lot that's going to be done. It's just wait, give it time, let it heal, let it do whatever. But we have, there's so much more options out there that people are not accessing.
Yeah. TWSWA does a good job of making sure every coach is trained on recognizing concussions. So they're good about saying, recognize it, don't put a kid back into the game, which is, we had to struggle with. Not anymore. It doesn't happen. I mean, when I was coaching back in at Notre Dame High School and we were making a good run through the playoffs, I do know that we had one coach one year that he was wanting to put somebody back in that shouldn't. And there was enough of us coaches that kind of gave him that look of, don't do this, you know, don't do it.
Well, let's talk about why we would want to address something, a better protocol for concussions. What happens when a body has a concussion, one, and what happens when we don't do anything about it that we could?
Well, traumatic brain injury, TBI, is what we're talking about. And like I said, what I was getting ready to say is that the equipment's gotten better over the years. Mm-hmm. They're trying to teach people how to tackle a little bit, keep the head out of the game. So things have gotten a little better in that sense. And back when I played, East Ridge and Clint's buddies probably gave me I played 4 years. We used to play East Ridge first game of every year. Of course, I only started my junior and senior year. So my junior and senior year, I started the season out every year with probably a concussion. Mm. It was different back then. I used to have every play, I'd get up and see stars after almost every play. That couldn't have been good for my brain.
Did you wear a helmet, Clint, when you played rugby?
What?
Oh, rugby?
What? No, I'm good. I like eggs. Yes, I do. Thank you. Eggs.
Well, anyway, what I did for this, I wanted to start by looking up what is the conventional medicine approach to post-concussion. And, of course, they'll say if there's any chance of bleeding in there, which, of course, there always is, you know, don't use NSAIDs. But what is every high school probably doing? Giving them 800 milligrams of ibuprofen has antiplatelet effects. It's going to increase your chance of bleeding. Not a good way to go. Mm-hmm. But the people that are thinking about it will say, oh, okay, well, let's use acetaminophen for some of the pain and for the headaches and stuff.
Which is Tylenol.
Which is Tylenol. And what is Tylenol doing? It's decreasing glutathione, which is what's one of the best things that we could be, our brain could be using to get healthy again would be glutathione. Mm-hmm. So I don't think either one of those are good choices. Good choices, of course, would be curcumin. You know, Curamed curcumin, that's what I would have in my thing. You're going to go for something, which is what I tell every customer that comes in our place, what are you reaching for pain in your cabinet? And if you're reaching for Tylenol or ibuprofen, trash them and get you some Curamed curcumin right here. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. I was looking at, they recommend SSRI, so that'd be something like sertraline.
Really?
Sometimes prescribed for mood symptoms like depression and anxiety. Are you kidding me? For a post-concussion, it's going to take a month.
Yeah.
You know, any serotonin reuptake inhibitor like Zoloft, you're going to get worse before you get better, A. And B, it's going to take over a month to start working. So why would you do that? Your best bet, if you're needing something like that, would be saffron, which would start,
yes,
takes about a month to start working, but at least in the meantime, it's going to have good anti-inflammatory effects, and it's going to be having positive anti-inflammatory and good effects instead of...
And it builds serotonin levels.
Then they also mentioned an anti-seizure medication to topiramate.
So all of this is treating a symptom. It's not helping the brain to really recover,
no,
right?
No, and it's going to mask symptoms of... Mm-hmm. That stuff right there, that topiramate, it can cause a headache, which is supposed to be treating, but it can also cause a headache, but it also can cause you to be a little drowsy. Well, that's one of the symptoms when you have a concussion, that things aren't good when you're drowsy. So this is going to make that look worse.
I think that sometimes there's a problem called heroic medicine, and I think many traditional medical docs want to rush in like they're saving the army that's under siege, and we're going to give them all these new weapons and we're going to empower them, because these are strong drugs. And it looks like, wow, I'm so glad we got to the doctor. Well, none of that's all that's not really valid based on current research. Yeah. So what does a person do?
Well, let me finish up on that. They also would recommend Zofran, mm-hmm. Ondansetron, which is for the nausea that sometimes people get after a concussion.
I could see that, maybe, if you have nausea.
What's the most common side effect of Zofran? Headache. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not real common, mm-hmm. but it's the most common side effect with it. So once again, did the headache come from the medication or did it come from the, you know, because that's how you know the severity of the traumatic brain injury is by symptoms like headache and drowsiness and things like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, so what do you do? Of course, I do agree with, when I looked it up, I agree with everything they say about the lifestyle interventions, the, you know, the rest, the rehabilitation and, you know, physical, vestibular, occupational, visual therapy, things like that, stress reduction techniques. Engaging in low risk exercise, which is, I think, is a good thing to do. But what do they don't mention in the conventional, which is what I talk to people that come in the store and have had a concussion, is what do we want to do? First of all, I'll recommend lion's mane. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. If you look it up, it's not one of the first things mentioned as far as post concussion. But when you look up how lion's mane works and the ability of it has to restructure things in the brain and improve things. Anyway, I can get into more detail on that. I do have a whole list of things here on how they work. But, of course, the number one thing would be what's on our core four that's recommended for everything.
Which one? Omega-3s. Because half your brain's made of this.
Exactly. Omega-3s.
Omega-3s. There you go, Clint. Good job.
Came in and saved the day.
So I'm going to go through omega-3s. You got carotenoids like lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin. These are all really powerful antioxidants. I think zeaxanthin or astaxanthin are the most powerful antioxidants in nature. Is that true? Mm-hmm.
It is true. And what is an antioxidant? It's helping to alleviate free radicals, which are damaging molecules within the body.
And in this case, they support visual processing and protects neural tissues from oxidative injury. All right, you've got creatine, so that's going to restore ATP.
And creatine passes the brain barrier slightly, so.
Yep.
In fact, we've done a couple of things here on Vital Health Radio on creatine and military use for sleep deprivation. It helps to bring them back to more of a normal thinking pattern.
Counters cerebral energy crisis after injury and decreases lactic acid buildup. So, boom. You got vitamin B2, riboflavin. Mitochondrial support reduces oxidative stress and aids in energy production. All right, another core four, magnesium. All right, so it's right there. Magnesium blocks NMDA glutamate receptor. All right, so I know this might be getting kind of in the woods here, but anti-inflammatory, aids neuronal stabilization, restores ionic balance. Choline, so there, supports membrane repair and synthesis. And then, of course, my favorite, we have Nutrition World's Core 4, and I have what I call Dr. Gehring's Plus 4 More, which is going to be, number one is Curamec curcumin, which, by the way, that's down the list here. But curcumin is on that list of being able to help post-concussion. But anyway, NAC, N-acetylcysteine, provides substrate for glutathione synthesis, direct antioxidant, modulates glutamate, enhances detoxification.
And glutamate is very damaging to the brain. It can be.
NAC, so that's Dr. Gehring's Plus 4 More. Now, if you, one of the things that I listened to Dr. Engel, who wrote that book, and you interviewed him several years back. He has a whole protocol on post-concussion, and he has a whole site out in Colorado where they deal with concussions.
And if you want to listen to him, just Google The Holistic Navigator and Dr. Engel, E-N-G-L-E.
It's great. Yeah, it was a great thing. He talked about in there what he talked about that I found interesting, which relates back to your last guest, was CBD.
Yes, he did.
Using CBD. Mm-hmm. Demonstrates neural protection by reducing brain inflammation, regulating cerebral blood flow, and supporting glutamate and GABA balance, enhancing neurogenesis. So, CBD, boom. He also mentioned, Dr. Engel, lithium. That's one of my Dr. Gehring's Plus 4 More, is lithium in micro doses. I know it always sounds weird to say lithium. People will say, you know, geez, that's that stuff that treats schizophrenia. which, you know, yes, it does in mega doses, yeah. But in micro doses, lithium is really great for decreasing inflammation in the brain, has a really good effect on the immune system in the brain, can be good for post-COVID and all sorts of things.
And I forget that one in my own protocol. I have it sitting on my counter and I do not take lithium.
And just to wrap it up, alpha lipoic acid will be another good one. That I'll wrap
you
it up.
You covered it.
I'll wrap it up right there and say that we've got more and better things in the nutraceutical world than they do in the pharmaceutical world to treat post-concussion.
I love that ending, and the Green Pharmacy is not always the perfect options, but I think for concussions, it is the very best option. And also, getting a medical testing, if it's really bad, you need to see if there's hemorrhaging within the brain. So the medical testing is something important to consider. You don't just have a heart attack and then come get Hawthorne, Berry, and CoQ10 at Nutrition World. You need to make sure you have a good diagnosis.
Oh, by the way, CoQ10, good for the brain.
Yep. But again, the Holistic Navigator, Dr. Engel, if you want to hear him, he is a, what was his, he's very credentialed.
He's a psychiatrist, with all kinds of
but with a specialty in nutraceutical intervention for this brain disorders and injuries. All right, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend, co-host Clint Powell. So let's keep the conversation going as we explore more ways to strengthen and empower your health. I want to talk about chin-up challenge that I have coming. Yep. I did 275 chin-ups yesterday in 55 minutes. I'm quite tight from that. I'm surprised I'm not more sore. But in the day before Thanksgiving, Matt at the store, Nutrition World, and myself will be down at Five Star Fitness with Jody, and we're going to be doing what we can do in 60 minutes.
But the goal is to do 300, right?
The goal is to beat my previous goal or record of 285, which was... Was that
2004,
I think.
Well, something like that, yeah.
Yes. And I was
at the other radio station.
You were. Yeah. You were there. You were part of the promo on that. And the free press came out, and I had a lot of coverage before really internet was big time, so they look for boring stuff like that. But I did make a big amount of
And what's the age difference? We did this the other day. You're 68 now?
68, and was I 45 then?
I think you were.
Yeah, 45. So we can, you know, that's... 23 years, 45, 55, 65. Yep, 23 years. All right, we'll see if I can do it. My dad came down for that one. He's long since passed away. It was a very special moment, and so I'm looking forward to doing that. I want to remind people, I am hugely invested in lowering the EMFs in my house, electromagnetic fields. It will be a similar topic, I think, as mercury is in mercury fillings, which is they're slowly phasing it out, but they're not talking about how they should have phased it out 30 years ago and taking any responsibility. The same will happen with cell phones in about 15 years. We don't want to wait 15 years. It's causing an increase in some people of anxiety, depression, and other, I think, physical disorders. So the company Blue Shield, BLU Shield, is what I use in my house and also wear something on me. And if you use the word Nut World, you'll get I think 10% discount on anything you order, but they have a vast amount of information on their website, Blue Shield. And again, we're doing more and more with Be Well Labs. Chris down there, the PA, he had to clean one of my staff members' ears out. It was completely stopped up. He's a phenomenal physician's assistant and has 12 years experience in that field. And if you want to go to their website, it is beginwithlabs.com. And just a fabulous people to keep in mind and put it on your contact list. If you need a walk-in clinic setting, you need really a good care that is not insurance reimbursed, because that does limit some of the practitioners with time. And also this opens the toolbox for certainly more conversation about other things other than just straight pharmaceuticals.
Can I jump in and remind people something going on in the Nutrition World, unless you're going to bring it up?
No, go.
Black Friday.
Oh, talk about
your Black Friday, your Small Business Saturday, and your Cyber Monday. Nutrition World is 50% off any one item online or in store. It's available Black Friday, like I said, Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. So starting on November 28th and going through that Monday, then you can get that. It's great for holiday gifts. Of course, Black Friday is a big day. And I'm just telling you, if you come in there to take 50% off any one item and buy other stuff, you will see other things in the store that will be appropriately discounted too. I already know there's a couple of specials that are going to be put out there, but that's a big deal coming up.
Thank you. And if not, I just want to thank the people of Chattanooga for all of their support. They, you know, I think people who are loyal deserve a gift every now and then. I mean, there's a good number of those products. Well, I will lose money on it, 50 off. I don't care.
You've not built a business on discounts. We take that very serious.
Yes.
It's not we are not a commodity. Mm-hmm. We provide value, which is a big difference. And then, so that's one aspect of it that I think is good to keep in mind.
Yes, because once you start really getting into the marketing with one discount after another, happens is then you don't have the resources to train your staff
or to vet the
products.
Yeah.
Then it becomes when it becomes a commodity. It's like, how many can we sell? Let's stack them high and sell them right.
Yeah,
and that's where the consumer gets.
There's plenty of those stores out there if you want to go shop.
That's called mediocrity.
That's right.
It sure is.
You don't really care about the vendors being vetted, and you don't really care how long it takes to get the product to you. That's okay. There's stores out there. That's not this store, though.
That is not this store.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that'll be a good special. Oh, great time, Rob, by the way, to buy gift cards too.
Oh,
Santa's wanting to. You got Santa coming up, wanting to put some stuff in stockings, and I do it every year.
You would think I would think of these things, but that's why you're here. That's why you get paid the big bucks.
Steel trap up here, buddy.
Yeah, I see
Steel
that. Trap. That's why you take those naps.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for pointing that out again, Ed. Appreciate that.
All right. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platforms or visit us online at vitalhealthradio.com. On behalf of Clint Powell and the incredible team of 38 staff members, it was 37, I think it's 38 now, we sincerely thank you for spending your time with us. And I always say this, I kind of quit, when you know better, you can do better if you choose to, and we are trying to empower you with a toolbox that's bigger than probably you're used to having. So until next time, take care, stay healthy, and we'll see you right back here next week on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.